What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom, I went to the dentist yesterday. I still don't know the difference between the dentist and the orthodontist. Maybe I went to the orthodontist. Which one cleans your teeth?
That's the dentist.
Yeah, that's where I went, the dentist. Which color or which flavor of fluoride do you use? I got strawberry, raspberry, or mint. Which would you have chosen?
I'd probably do the strawberry. Mint, I don't like anything mint flavored.
See, I like that. I like mint. That's what I wanted to go with. The strawberry and raspberry reminds me of medicine, like I'm taking medicine, and then you have that aftertaste for a long time. Felt great. Teeth unbelievably clean. No cavities, although there's a tooth in the back that, in the words of Dr. Kevin from Fox Chapel Advanced Dental Care, is crumbling. Now, I've had horrible dreams. I really have nightmares where my teeth turn to dust. Suddenly, I have no teeth. They're just dust. So the news, combined with the photo of a crumbling tooth in the far left back, did not sit with me very well.
How does a tooth crumble? What's going on in your mouth?
There's a filling in there, and the filling is gigantic. So it's more filling than tooth. So I guess you could say the filling is crumbling, but so is the tooth. And they don't know if it's salvageable. They may put a crown on it. I don't know what they're going to do, but it was scary and fed into every nightmare I've had. My recurring nightmares are that I've had that multiple times, that suddenly I wake up in the middle of the night and I only have like sand in my mouth. There's no more teeth. And the other thing is I'm late to a game. I'm late to a game or to a class. I've had that probably at least 10 times in my life. That I'm running late and I'm not going to make it. A lot of times it's I forgot my sneakers for the game. And it's a big game and I'm excited to play and I have no sneakers. That one still comes up here in my late 50s. It's unbelievable. Do you have recurring nightmares? And if so, what are they?
So I have a recurring nightmare. This is
one. Besides doing this show as a fill-in for Limits.
Exactly right. I have this at least once a week. Swear to God, this is no joke.
Once a week?
Joe, I'm not kidding. At least once a week, I have a recurring nightmare that I am late to this job and I wake, like I'm whatever show I'm producing, I had this nightmare 2 days ago.
I live out that nightmare on a lot of days.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'm shocked you're here right now. But I will dream that I wake up at like 10:15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I was supposed to be
feeling.
In work. And it's terrifying. And I wake up and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
At least once a week. It's horrible.
That's very similar to mine, and I think a lot of other people have that. The fear of being late, it must live with all of us that we're going to get fired or laughed at or something. And the other thing that amazes me about dreams and nightmares is how real they are. As far as I'm concerned, I have played in the NBA Finals with the Celtics against the Lakers. It was so damn real, and I was playing well. I had this dream, I don't know, 5 years ago or something. Dom, it was unbelievable. I ran out onto the court in Boston with the Lakers, and I was on the court playing, hitting shots, running back, feeling real good about myself, playing for the Lakers. As far as my body and brain and mind and body chemistry is concerned, I've played in the NBA Finals. That's how real it was.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I've had dreams where, you know, I'm dating Sydney Sweeney and I think it's real. And then I wake up and I'm sad because it's not.
Who's that?
What?
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
You're kidding.
No.
No. You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You're running a bit. Come on.
I am not kidding. Joe. Who is Sydney Sweeney?
Joe.
I've heard of Mr. Sweeney.
No.
There's a famous incident from Starkey lore called the Sweeney Bust, where my parents went away for the weekend. Speaking of that, you have an unbelievable letter from my mom to read today.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
And
you're burying the lead here.
Well, let me just get this over with.
Okay.
We had parties. It was called Starkfest for an entire weekend. Sadly, people trekked to Starkfest from far and wide on a thin layer of snow that never left. So people were coming at my house from all angles, and footsteps were all over the place. So it was very obvious that people had been there. And my parents commissioned Mr. Sweeney, Jim Sweeney, guy who lived down the street, to come and check on me as a surprise on Sunday morning. So this goes down in history as the Sweeney Bust, although ironically, it wasn't a bust because Mr. Sweeney's the coolest guy alive. We saw him coming down. We were having the morning beers on Sunday where you finish the keg, which is the best time, by the way, isn't it, Dom?
Oh, you're telling me.
Yeah, the executive beers in the morning, and here comes Mr. Sweeney walking through the campus apartments. And we're like, at least I was like, my friends didn't give a crap. This is the end of my life. He's going to report to my parents that there's a keg here, that we had parties and everything else. Mr. Sweeney came in, took a look at the keg, just said, is everything okay here? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to clean it up. He never told.
Wow.
Mr. Sweeney.
Mr. Sweeney.
No relation. No relation to Sydney Sweeney, I don't think. Who is she?
No joke, right? 10:08, nice, beautiful Wednesday morning. You do not know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Literally have no idea.
You've never heard the name
Sydney
Sweeney.
Never heard the name. Never heard the name.
You're kidding me.
Sydney Crosby, Mr. Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney's more famous than Sidney Crosby right now.
I think Jim Sweeney was at the former Seton LaSalle Steelers guard. There's a lot of Sweeneys out there. Calvin Sweeney.
Calvin
receiver.
Sweeney.
No Sydney Sweeney.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
And she's become very popular.
Yeah.
Because she's very good looking.
Mm.
So she's very well known, particularly among males. And she's been in a couple movies. She was in that one with Glenn Powell. She's in Euphoria, if you've ever heard of that show.
Never heard of the actor you mentioned or the movie, no.
You've never heard of Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell?
Yeah.
Is that one name or two?
No, it's one name.
Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell. First name Glenn, last name Powell.
Well, yeah, that's two names.
Okay, but it's his full name, Glenn Powell.
Right, full name, yeah.
What's going on with you? You
need to I can't hear anything because I have this University of Buffalo bucket hat on, which I love. Do you like it?
I told you, I think that should be your new thing, actually.
And an unbelievable Vancouver Canucks shirt on, so I feel weird because I really can't hear you. But I did hear Sydney Sweeney. I can't hear myself either, by the way.
Well, then take your hat off, then, or flip the flaps up.
No, I think it's better this way. I was telling Doran on the way in, he was naming University of Buffalo football players. Doug Whaley gave me Khalil Mack.
Wow.
I won the national championship in college football video game.
Mm-hmm.
With the University of Buffalo, James Starks at running back, Roosevelt, and what was his name? Nathan Roosevelt, Neiman Roosevelt as a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Went into Ohio State at the Horseshoe in the snow, made it a snow game. You know mm-hmm. how you can do that?
Sure.
And just ground them to death with James Starks.
Wow.
And I beat Jeff Hathorn's Ohio State Buckeyes for a national championship. We won the Natty.
I didn't know you were a big video game guy.
I told you that the last time we were here, and I said I even wanted to play you in video games where we both wear a headset from our house.
Yeah, well, just like our golf outing from last week that did not come to fruition.
No, it didn't. And also you blowing me off to come see me play guitar at a coffee shop.
I didn't blow you off at all.
Why? You said you were coming and didn't come.
You can't text somebody. Listen, here's a rule for everybody out there.
Yeah.
It's called a classy move. You don't text somebody 10 minutes before an event and say, hey, are you coming tonight? It's just, you don't do that. And then you can't get mad when the person says, no, Joe, I already have plans for the night.
I understand that. You'll come out the next time, though?
I'm leaving in 2 weeks for school, but...
Oh, I forgot. You're going back to Syracuse for your ninth year.
Yes.
All right, that's Intern Dom. We have a new segment with Intern Dom called Dom's Horrible Hot Take at 1 o'clock today. This guy has delivered some of the most horrible hot takes in station history, but we love him for it. The last time it was at Roger Staubach, better than Terry Bradshaw, right? Was that the hot take?
Oh, yeah.
And today is a real treat at 1 o'clock. But in the meantime, we have Steeler news. I don't know where City Limits is. Bob is off today. City Limits, any idea? Is he at a wiffle ball tournament? Where is he?
I thought he said he was covering some press media.
Oh, that's right. He's going out to training camp.
Now, I don't think he's going to training
camp. Yes, he is. He's going to training camp on his way to a Vermont wiffle ball tournament.
Vermont wiffle ball tournament.
How do you feel as a contemporary about Limits' wiffle ball exploits? Like, I love wiffle ball. I think it's the greatest American toy, sports-related toy ever invented, right up there with the hula hoop.
What about the Frisbee?
And the Frisbee. Those are the three.
Right.
You're right. Those are the three stars of the game. But I think it's gone a little far, the obsession, to where he's the commissioner of a league, and it's his summer vacation, and it's all he ever thinks about. Is that just me?
You know, I like to bust Austin's balls a lot, and sometimes I feel bad. The wiffle balls,
yeah.
Yeah. The wiffle ball thing it's gone too far, quite frankly.
I agree.
When your summer vacation is built around wiffle ball,
right,
you need to do an in-depth self-evaluation.
Do we need to evaluate Limits for a moment right here? What a lovable sort he is, a wonderful man.
I love Austin.
Yeah, he's
100%.
Very lovable. He needs his own place, a girlfriend, and less wiffle ball. Agreed?
Agreed. The second one's probably going to be tough.
I think one's doable. He's perfectly presentable. Maybe a change in wardrobe while we're at it.
I've been saying that for 2 years.
He's perfectly presentable.
He's a good
really
looking
nice.
Dude.
He's smart, funny, has a great job, high profile job.
That's right.
All of that. I would think he'd be very attractive to a girl, right?
I mean, I'm not a girl. I can't say.
You could give an opinion.
Sure, I don't know. Apparently,
he's got the general attributes that I think would lead to at least getting a date, doesn't
sure.
he?
Well, you need confidence, and he has confidence on the air and
he
talking
has a
about
lot
Drew
of that.
Aller.
Yeah, he has a lot of that.
But
yeah.
Talking to girls requires a different sort of confidence.
That's true. Do you have that?
Come on now. Of course I do.
Yeah?
I actually get very nervous talking to girls, but that's neither here nor there.
When I was your age, I was frightened beyond like medical help. Of girls. I literally couldn't talk to them. I was at Cortland State. I wore purple warm-up pants every day. I lived in a co-ed dorm, and I won an award 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Best eyes on the dorm floor. The
what does girls, that mean? Yeah,
what do you mean, what does it mean?
Best
eyes.
Oh, like you're like good-looking
nice,
eyes.
Nice eyes.
Okay.
Yet I didn't talk to any of them unless I was really, really drunk, and then I didn't remember talking to them anyway, so it really didn't count. I was so afraid of girls. It was pathological. Like nothing could help me.
Right.
I froze to stone every time I talked to one.
So you wasted those eyes is what you're telling me?
I did for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We have Steeler news, Dom. Can
Do we
get to it, please? Yes.
Okay.
We have Will Howard out with a broken hand. Now, you corrected me before the show and said a fractured hand. Are we saying there's a difference between broken and fractured?
I would say so. I mean, they're similar, but fractured isn't a complete break. So it's a fractured throwing hand.
All right. And that's 3 weeks. So that's his preseason. So there goes our chance to see Will Howard probably ever in a game this season. There it goes. We have nothing to judge him on. Your thoughts on this? My thoughts are that the hype train's just going to come to a screeching halt because can you imagine if this guy came out and played great in the preseason, what it would have been like? It would have been nuts. Maybe good, too. I don't know. Maybe it would have altered the Steelers' thinking. Who knows what might have happened with Will Howard's preseason, or it might have been disastrous. The worst-case scenario where everybody's thinking, oh, my God, you know, even the biggest Will Howard fans, yeah, we absolutely have to put all our resources into 26. So I think normally, if it were a six-round, third- or fourth-string quarterback with a fractured hand under normal circumstances, this would be a little tack-on in the notes. Instead, it's Will Howard, who's been the most popular guy at camp, national championship winner. Some people that I respect a lot think that he was a steal for the Steelers. And he's been wildly popular. So this is a huge story, actually. It's about as big of a story as a third or fourth string quarterback who was a sixth round pick fracturing his hand could possibly be in training camp, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, I was going to save this opinion for the
do a different segment. Do your horrible hot take now, if it must be.
Because, like you said, it is a big story. And from an injury perspective, it sucks. And hopefully it all heals up and he's good to go in a month.
He's not going anywhere in a month. That's the good to do what in a month?
Well, good to use his hand.
He has a scout team quarterback. That would be about it.
Sure, but from a life perspective, if you have a fractured hand, things aren't easy. But
I'm sure he's going to recover and be okay.
Right, as we all hope. I was planning on coming in here today before the injury news broke that if I were the Steelers, I would heavily have considered not playing Will Howard for a single snap this entire preseason.
Here's where we need the sounder with a deep voice, Steve Wilson, our sound guy, saying that was Dom's horrible hot take.
We need to get him on that.
Please keep going.
And now, from an on-field perspective, I think this is the best thing that could have happened for the Steelers. Again, it's an injury. We hope it heals. From an on-field perspective, this is great because here's what we're starting to see. We're starting to see stories be put out. And
I can feel texts coming in right now. You ever see, what's the Jim Carrey movie where Morgan Freeman's in it, Bruce Almighty?
Yes.
You ever see that one?
Yes.
Where he gets godlike powers, Jim Carrey?
Mm-hmm.
So he solicits prayers, and the prayers come in at like 1 million per second. You remember that scene?
Yeah.
This is the texters with you right now, but go ahead.
So now you interrupted me. I don't know where I was.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
You said it's good. You said that the Will Howard injury is good because...
Right. So we're starting to see stories be put out and people starting to talk and social media starting to whir that Aaron Rodgers is struggling. He's missing throws. He's looking older. Maybe he's over the hill.
He looked great yesterday, they said, but please continue.
He looked good yesterday, but he's still throwing some interceptions, the whole nine yards. At the same time, Will Howard, as you said, is becoming the most popular player in training camp, and people are falling in love with him.
Yes.
So what would have happened in preseason if Will Howard goes out, regardless of how Aaron Rodgers played, if Will Howard goes out and he lights it up in preseason, all of a sudden you are going to have people say that he should be the starter week one, and then you have what we had last year, which is a manufactured, forced quarterback battle, which is the last thing this team needs right now is debate over should it be Rodgers or Will Howard. We had it last year with Fields and Russ,
Let me jump in. You're not giving people enough credit here. Even the people who went way overboard on Will Howard realized that even if he had had a great preseason, he wasn't threatening Aaron Rodgers yet. I don't think there would have been any quarterback controversy with the number three guy and the number one guy. Maybe as the season went along a little bit, maybe they would have looked back on his great preseason and said, especially if Mason came in and struggled, they would have been clamoring for Will Howard. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think this automatically, because Will Howard has a good second quarter, you know, against Jacksonville or something, that people would be saying he should play over Rodgers. I don't think you're giving people enough credit.
People overreact to not just training camp, but these preseason games, whether they like to admit it or not. We did it with Kenny a couple years ago. I guarantee you, if Will Howard went out and threw two touchdowns, had no interceptions, and looked great, there would be a large contingent of people saying he should be the starter.
Contingent. It would be the lunatic fringe. It wouldn't be a large contingent.
But it would be a conversation. And it would dominating the conversation.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. I'm telling you it would. Aaron Rodgers is a hateable guy. I love him, but there are a lot of people that don't. So you have something to latch on to. Rodgers doesn't look too great. Will Howard does. People would start saying it, and then all of a sudden you have a thing going into the
year. I do like the way you phrased it. 412-928-9370. None of that was rehearsed, by the way. Going back to my teeth and the dreams, I didn't even see you. I haven't seen you in days until like 9:57. So that turned out well. Your horrible hot take is really going to get him going. 412-928-9370. What does this change the Will Howard injury? I mean, I think no matter what had happened with him in the preseason, that the Steelers are all in the 26th draft right here going after a quarterback. No matter what. And maybe then you had a competition next year. Maybe Will Howard surprises people. My God, Pony is making the guy sound like Peyton Manning, for God's sakes. Have you listened to that?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Oh, I think Pony's going to latch on to that one. I wouldn't go that far. Now, has Malzi agreed with him? And where does Donnie Football stand in this?
I think they both know that Pony's overreacting here.
He is overreacting.
Listen, if what Bob said about the Jack Nicklaus was moronic, what Pony is saying is sacrilegious.
Because yeah, stupid and dumb.
Because I
You're
hate
gonna
this
have Pony on the warpath today.
Because I hate this conversation now that people are saying Will Howard should be the starter next year. The Steelers have a golden opportunity that most franchises would kill for. That you have a season with a legendary QB. And then in April, you have maybe the best quarterback draft ever.
What?
Ever, yeah.
That's what? Where did you see that or best quarterback draft ever?
I'm just telling you.
We're looking at Elway, Kelly, and Marino? Or are we looking at probably not Arch Manning and name the other guys?
Well, if Arch is in, then it becomes probably the best ever. But then you have Drew Aller, you have Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Lenore Sellers.
So we've gone from Elway to Nussmeier. Kelly to Drew Aller. Have you lost? Now, this is really your horrible hot take.
No, it's not, Joe.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is a horrible hot take.
Joe, I'm just saying it is a deep quarterback draft class.
Okay, that's way different than maybe the best quarterback draft class ever.
I mean, Arch Manning could be one of the best quarterbacks ever, and Austin's high on.
We've never even seen him have a good college game yet.
Yes, we did. He had 2 starts and had 13 touchdowns in 2 starts. What are you talking about?
All right, we've never seen him have a good college month. How's that?
All right, fine. But the point being that anybody who thinks Will Howard should be the starter in 2026 has lost their mind. Come on now, people. Pony. It's just dumb.
Hold on. Okay, you're right. Okay, wait a second here. He had a good game against a school that I don't know of. What is that Utah State? UTSA?
Yeah,
University
UTSA.
Of Texas San Antonio? What the hell is that?
He can't choose his opponents.
Well, I know, but let's cool the jets on Arch Manning a little bit because that's his big game. Where are the other two you're talking about?
What do you mean the other two? Quarterbacks?
No, the other two games.
I don't know. I know he had 13 touchdowns. That's all I know. And he's going to beat Ohio State.
He only had 9
week 1
on the whole season. Now you're lying to me.
I'm telling you what I heard the other day.
You heard he had 13 touchdowns?
That's what Joel Klatt said.
In 2 games?
That's what I heard.
Who's Joel Klatt?
I think he's also including rushing touchdowns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a little different.
No, it's not. 13 touchdowns in 2 games. Don't disrespect Arch.
It's not 2 games. He played 4 games.
He started 2.
Right, but the touchdowns were accumulated over 4. 13 touchdowns in 4 games. Two starts, yes. And in the 2 starts, he had 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 29 yards rushing, and a touchdown. So let's cool the Jets.
I would give up Adam Crowley for Arch Manning to go to the Steelers. I would give up everything.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I think we're getting a little too hyped on that. The other team he beat was Mississippi State, which was horrible. But anyway, this is why we...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Pay you the big bucks.
They do? Yes, I didn't know that.
These hot takes, I love it. 928-9370. How do you feel about this out there? Are you a Will Howard truther? Is that the phrase you use with this kind of stuff? Are you a Will Howard guy? And how do you feel about the injury? How might this affect the Steelers' planning? How does this affect your viewpoint of next year's draft and them going out and sacrificing all kinds of assets to go up and get their guy? I don't think it affects it a bit. I think that's what they were planning to do. That's what they're going to do. And I think Will Howard was a little bit overhyped. However, I was as interested as anybody to see him play in the preseason. So this is a story. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Off the top, presented by Jeep. Are people ripping you on the phones already?
Yeah, people are already riled up.
Are they? What? Read me some of the texts, minus the swear words.
I don't have access to the text line.
What?
Yeah, I don't have access.
What do you mean you don't have access? You're the producer.
I mean just that. I don't have access.
Can you explain a little further?
I don't have a login
back there. Then call Limits and get a login. We need to have the text.
Joe, what do you think I've been trying to do back here? I've reached out to Joel Nelson. Hopefully I can get access to it.
Joel isn't going to be he's not going to be awake till 1 o'clock. Call Limits. He's out practicing wiffle ball right now. We need the text to today of all days. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. And the fan text line, which is completely useless apparently at this point, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Will Howard, the story of the day, but in combination with that, the other big story is how much to play Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. Doran Dickerson had a hot take. Adam Crowley had his own. And they disagreed. I'll tell you who I agree with, and you better believe intern Dom's going to jump in on this one too, coming up next, and you can as well, 412-928-9370. I had to put down the bucket hat. It's the headphones are pressing the hat into my ears, so I literally couldn't hear anything. Was the first segment any good? I thought so.
Thought it was pretty good.
Your horrible hot take, your first one of the day, was absolutely incredible. You had two of them. I mean, it was a bonus round. This is the best, Dom. And I imagine we have a few calls. Will Howard, out 3 weeks. His preseason's done. We don't get to look at him. Steelers don't get to look at him in anything resembling real football because that ain't what they're playing over at training camp. You play against another team who wants to tackle your quarterback. That's real football. I imagine we have a call or two on your take. Would you like to encapsulate your take again? That. Obviously, we all wish Will Howard well, but in your opinion, this is generally a good thing? This is one of the most incredible takes in fan history.
Yeah, again, to clarify, it's on field. Whenever you're dealing with an injury, I hope to God that he heals up very quickly. But from an on-field perspective, this is great because now we will not get the conversation that if Will Howard plays well, he should be starting over Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. And your other horrible hot take was that next year's quarterback draft class might be the best in history.
I don't even think that's a hot take. That's just like a fact.
It's a fact?
Yeah.
Drew Aller and Garrett Nussmeier are now John Kelly and... or
John Kelly. I like John Kelly.
Jim Kelly and Dan Marino and John Elway.
I'm saying it stacks
You've
up with
You've lost your
class.
Mind. It does? It stacks up with Ben, Eli, and Phil Rivers, too?
If those guys are what people think they are, then yeah.
I mean, people think Arch Manning's going to be a big deal. Who else? Is Drew Aller's the next Josh Allen here, or what?
Cade Klubnik should be pretty good. People love Drew Aller. People hate Drew Aller, but people also love Drew Aller.
Well, let's hear the calls. I think that you're intentionally not getting into the text line because I got to look at the YouTube comments back there. One guy saying, my bucket hat makes me look like I talk to imaginary friends, which I actually do.
Is that true?
Yeah. But I talk to imaginary enemies more than imaginary friends. My resentments take the form of me going back to a situation where I should have said the right thing that ended the argument and crushed the other person, but I didn't. So I go back in time and have an imaginary conversation with them.
People are also, because I also looked at the YouTube comments, people are also very surprised that you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Yeah, Doran and Adam were too. I literally never heard the name Sydney Sweeney.
Like that's
said,
remarkable.
The only Sweeneys I know are Mr. Sweeney from the infamous Sweeney bust from Starkfest 1, Calvin Sweeney, Jim Sweeney. That's about it.
Man. By the way, before we get to the calls, did you see the news that it looks like Howard Stern's show is ending at Sirius?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, he's making $100 million a year, so if it has anything to do with that, but...
How old is he?
71, I want to say. 72?
Wow.
That's big news, man. Well, I know that's like radio geeks are going to like
You keep up
that.
These hot takes and that's your show starting next week.
Yeah. I should send them my resume.
You should at this point. Let's go to the calls.
All right, let's go to Cody and Moon.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, you don't got to worry about Stern's show if you keep making takes like this over there. holy smokes, buddy. Yeah, Joe, you're missing the best point of this whole thing. This paves the road for Ben DiNucci to come back to Pittsburgh as the third-string quarterback.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Exactly.
We got the Ben DiNucci guy in there. Before we get back to the lines, by the way, I mentioned that Doran and Adam had polar opposite takes on whether Aaron Rodgers should play in the preseason. I was thinking this morning and last night about this topic, going back and forth. Generally, I'm in agreement with the Sean McVays and going back to older times, the Marv Levy's of the world. Why would I put my stars on the field in the preseason? The risk-reward thing is simply not there. It's just not there. I'm not playing Jim Kelly or Matthew Stafford in preseason games other than maybe a quick cameo. And maybe not even that. However, the Aaron Rodgers situation is obviously very different where we're trying to make up for lost time here. And it wouldn't appear, yesterday notwithstanding, that the understandably that the connections, the synchronicity hasn't been there yet. Very understandable. So I was thinking maybe you play him more than you ordinarily would. But then Doran brought up the best point of all, that they have this controlled scrimmage with Tampa coming up before they play Tampa in a preseason game. That's the perfect time. You give him all the reps that day, all the reps. And I would imagine it's a situation where you don't tackle the quarterback. Perfect. So you get live sort of game speed reps without putting Rodgers at major risk. He doesn't need the preseason. He doesn't need to go out there and subject himself to anything. I don't think. Like what good does it do to walk onto the field and hand off twice and then get rid of the ball in 1 second on third down and then go to the sidelines? I'm with Doran. Give him all the reps or the vast majority in the controlled scrimmage and then take your chances after that because, again, the risk reward, and how much reward is there anyway for minimal preseason time? I don't think much. Is he going to be rusty at the start of the year? I think that's a pretty good bet. Yes. Rusty, when I say rusty, not in sync. Yeah, it's a brand new team, brand new offense. I think no matter what you do, that's going to happen. But I think it's crazy to put him in front of live defenses for anything more than a very, very brief cameo. You can weigh in on that as well. 412-928-9370. Dom, what's your hot take there on Aaron Rodgers in the preseason? Would you play him at all? Or like Doran, do you think that Tampa scrimmage suffices?
Yeah, I think that's a good point by Doran. I was thinking about this yesterday. I mean, I'm probably good with either way, whether he starts a considerable amount in preseason or not. I mean, I think you should start him just a little bit, get him a few
reps. Now, that's
reps.
The opposite of a hot take. That's more like a Ron Cook hot take. Oh, they see these guys every day. Who am I to have an opinion?
No.
The coaches know better than me.
No, if it was up to me, I'd start him a few snaps just to get him in some kind of in-game rhythm. But he doesn't need, I mean, the guy's 41 years old and a four-time MVP. He does not need to be starting multiple series in all these games.
Right.
I think Doran's idea is honestly probably best. Not
Thank
makes
you.
For exciting games, but.
I agree. As you know, because I made the point first. Who's up?
Let's go to Brandon in McKeesport.
Actually, Doran made the point first, so I'm just copying him. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the Will Howard thing.
Yeah.
So with Rodgers being the four-time MVP and with Howard having the national championship pedigree, safety comes in the scout team and all these practices completely lighten up the defenses behind. Does he get a fair shot because Tomlin has a romance with Aaron Rodgers?
What? Are you talking about Howard? Intern Dom was in my ear for part of that, giving me important information. I'll acknowledge that, but I didn't hear what you said.
He just dropped.
Oh, what did he say?
I don't know. I was too busy talking to you.
That's our first malfunction. What was he saying? I don't know.
I don't know. I wish he wouldn't have hung up. He was talking about Tomlin's love for Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's why he said Will Howard wouldn't get
a fair shake?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Now, that's one of the guys that you're talking about then. Who probably would have been crying for Will Howard if he, you know, went 7-for-11 against Jacksonville, saying he should start the season. Next.
Let's go to Paul in Washington, our favorite.
Hi, Paul.
Giuseppe, how you doing today, my friend? I want to go back to something that you can't, that came up last week.
Yeah.
You were getting shots taken at you by Ozzie and Harriet there in the afternoon. Better known as Polar of Pony and Knucklehead. Moeller thinks he knows.
Clip that
Moeller
one, Dom. I want to hear that. Pony and Knucklehead.
Yeah, Moeller thinks he knows everything. He couldn't spell Talon if you spotted him the T and the L.
Wow.
And the only thing that keeps their show even on the air is the fact that they have Donnie Football there, because everybody that knows anything about radio and about sports shows knows you're the number one show in the city of Pittsburgh, and those two are battling the Midget and Doran for last place.
Oh, my God.
The fan line.
Now we're going off the rails here. What do you got?
They need to pay you a little bit more respect, Joe. That's what I want to say. And as far as Rodgers, let the circus begin, because it's going to end up being a circus. It's going to end up being a train wreck. And I'm sorry that kid broke his hand, but you know what? It is what it is, Joe, and you are the man at that station.
Who's the best quarterback you ever saw, Paulie? Who's the best quarterback you ever saw?
The best quarterback I ever saw, I think you know that, because I schooled intern Don last week and told him it was Terry Bradshaw. He better recognize greatness, because that's when football was football.
You have your chance to address it.
Terry Bradshaw took some shots. People would have been thrown in jail with some of them shots.
You have your chance to address intern Dom right now. He's here, sitting right behind the glass.
Intern Dom, he got an undressing last week. I think he's still getting over his spanking, and he's got other fights he has to take. I mean, he's got a battle with Tony and Moeller constantly berating him. I mean, even Crowley and Doran, they're berating him. And Crowley, he needs to leave Nicholas Harry Callis alone, because one of these days, Nicholas is going to cold cock that guy. I don't know how Nicholas puts up with it.
Paul.
No, your wife Susie is the best, buddy.
Paul,
take care.
Paul, what the hell
was that at the end of the thing? What?
Paul, don't hang up, Paul, just yet. What if I told you?
Okay.
I don't know if I said this last week, but I've now come to this conclusion. What if I told you that Terry Bradshaw is the most overrated quarterback in NFL history?
Intern Dom, I tell you, you've been smoking too much weed up at school when you're in school, because you're the only intern I know that's been at Syracuse for 7 years. I don't understand.
I mean,
that
doesn't make Terry Bradshaw any less overrated, Paul.
Intern Dom, you were never around. Ask your grandpa to tell you about greatness. Terry Bradshaw was the epitome of toughness and strength and physical
and turnovers. He was also the epitome of turnovers.
But you know what? That's back when they played football, Dom. They didn't put skirts on quarterbacks. They changed the rules on defense because of Matthew Blunt. You had to go up against Joe Green, Elsie Greenwood, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, and Mel friggin' Blunt, not to mention Donnie Shell. Hell, you'd have lost your damn mind, intern.
Paul, you're talking about people on the Steelers' defense. You're making my point. Terry Bradshaw had a Hall of Fame defense behind him.
Tom, you're trying to twist shit. The bottom line...
There we go.
And see, that's what happens.
I thought it was going to end poorly, and it did.
See, that's what happens. You know, I twisted Paul into a pretzel, and he resorted to swearing.
You have a way of doing that to people.
See, now we can't take callers for a little bit. This is sad.
Why? What happened?
Well, I had to dump him.
Well, so how long does that take?
A couple minutes here.
All right. Back to that guy is incredible, by the way, isn't he? You got to take the best of later today. I want to hear the best of Paulie's call.
I love Paul.
When he said you're going back for your seventh year at Syracuse to smoke more weed, I mean, that was amazing. That's grade A material. Who else shouldn't play in the preseason? What about Cam? What about TJ? What about anybody else you can name on this defense?
What about DK?
What about DK?
Should he start in the preseason? I think everybody should.
I don't want DK taking a single hit.
Is it strictly for health-related reasons?
Yes.
I mean, okay, fair, but you know the ceiling could cave in on you right now, but doesn't stop you from coming into the studio.
Risk. But part of the deal here is not that the ceiling caves in on me. Part of the deal in football is you're going to get hit. And for what gain in a preseason game? Defenses aren't even scheming against you at all, just to run a pattern, catch a vanilla pass from Aaron Rodgers and get your head smashed in possibly for what? That's why I'm with the Sean McVays of the world. I think he's the best coach in the NFL right now, I might add. And he doesn't play his guys, I don't think at all, does he? His star players? If they play, they play very, very, very little. Now, you got to play somebody. I get it. But I don't think I'd put Cam on the field. Would you?
Him, I would not. Nor would I put TJ on the field, to be honest.
What about, and who knows if Highsmith will even be ready to take the field?
Yeah, him I definitely wouldn't play, because who knows where he's at right now regardless.
I've been talking about this defense a lot in this preseason, and the hype around it is just, it's astounding to me. It really is. I've never seen anything like it. They're the best defense I've ever seen, said Metcalf. We've already talked about this. Deshaun Elliott, I think we've been number one in the league. Joey Porter calling himself elite. Let's go through the defense man by man. You tell me whether this guy's going to have, and I know we have the general on the line in a moment, because I think there's a case to be made that this guy could be good or that there could be trouble ahead for every player on this defense, good or bad. You can make the case. Let's go. You ready, intern Dom?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Short answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Derek Harmon. I say tons of pedigree there, but he's a rookie. He's a rookie. We've never seen him play. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. I think he could be good, but he's a rookie.
Are you asking me if I think he's going to have a good season?
I'm asking you to make a comment on him.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good season. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. He's starting on the defensive line, first round pick. And yeah, there's going to be rookie struggles, but I think he's going to have a successful season, more so than the other first round picks we've seen in recent years.
That was too long. Keanu Benton, wildly talented, but he didn't make a leap last season, did he? What do we have here? I don't know. Do you?
I think he'll be good.
Cam Hayward, brilliant last year at age 36 until the final stretch. He seemed to be compromised in some way down the stretch. Injury, maybe he didn't have a finishing kick. So what does that say about age 36? I don't know what kind of year he's going to have. It seems to me a bit much to ask him to be great for the next 4.5 months into January. It could happen. I don't know that it's realistic. You?
I mean, just his leadership and intangibles are going to help the defense.
Who is he, Tommy Pham now? What do you mean by that? He needs to play well.
I understand that, but I'm saying his presence will just help. He seems very positive and in a good frame of mind, and if he stays healthy, he'll be one of the best defensive players again on this team.
That was too long. Alex Highsmith, I think he's a pretty good overall player, but he hasn't matched the 2022 output. He just hasn't. Now he's dealing with another injury. My point in all of this, as we go through player by player, is I can definitely see the reason that people are talking about this team as being very talented defensively. They could be very good defensively. I think they will be early. They've been good early in seasons before. They beat the hell out of Burrow and Allen in different years. They were good early last year until Flacco and Dak Prescott came along. Then they were good again. Then they faded to the point of historic humiliation down the stretch. Are they built for 17 games? So Highsmith, Peyton Wilson, thinks he's the best cover linebacker in the world. I think he is a good cover linebacker. I wonder how he'll fare full-time against the run. You?
I think he'll be good.
Patrick Queen. He had some really good moments. The revenge game against the Ravens, the one that was played here as an example. But he did not, I think admittedly, did not live up to his free agent billing. Another guy with positives and negatives, right?
He has a lot of talent and high ceiling, needs to reach it.
TJ Watt, again, obviously a defensive player of the year candidate, a legend in some ways, but he's having trouble finishing seasons. Didn't play in the Buffalo playoff game, was hurt 2 years ago, and then seemed, like Cam, compromised down the stretch, and he lost the award that was his by not doing anything over the last month of the year practically, right?
Yes.
Is he going to finish this year?
No. I think he's going to have a very disappointing season when you're being paid $41 million a year and you have all these expectations.
That's Dom's horrible hot take, part three. Joey Porter Jr. He looks great some weeks, but we're 2 years in. He has 18 penalties and 2 picks. That's not elite to me. It might be to him. Dom?
You asking me? I think he'll be fine. The secondary fascinates me with how they're going to maneuver everybody and how Jalen Ramsey fits in. He has all the talent in the world. I agree that he's been somewhat disappointing. He's had good moments. I think this year he's going to do very well.
That was too long. Darius Slay, still a good cover guy, but he had no interceptions last year, and he seems to be in his final lap here at age 34. There ain't a whole lot of 34-year-old cornerbacks flourishing in a young man's game. I think there's a question mark there. Do you?
He's a veteran. He'll be great.
He'll be great.
He'll be good.
Jalen Ramsey, still productive, versatile, having a great camp. He's 30 now. His Dolphins tenure didn't end well. This is team number 4. I don't think that's a slam dunk either. You?
When healthy, top 10 defensive back. He'll be great.
Deshaun Elliott, great against the run, not so great against the pass.
Agreed.
That's the way we needed to move through this whole thing. Unfortunately, it's too late now. Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill is your last line of defense, and DK Metcalf's calling it the greatest defense he's ever seen. We're the 85 Bears now. We're the 2000 Ravens. We're the 76 Steelers. Juan Thornhill is your last line of defense. He's great when he's on the field. I shouldn't say that. He's okay when he's on the field. He wasn't on the field in Cleveland. He had 34 games to play. He only played in 22 of them. What are we talking about here? How about we save all the tough talk for January if they actually play well in a playoff game for the first time in 9 years since they beat Alex Smith in Kansas City. How about we talk then?
What does that have to do with anything?
What do you mean?
We're projecting for the season. You're now going to the playoff well.
I have to go to the playoff well. The whole point of this soliloquy was that they're talking about how great they are.
Yeah, what does that have to do with the playoffs? They're saying on paper it's one of the best defenses in football, which I agree with. You're just bringing up postseason failures.
Yeah, those little old postseason failures.
That has nothing to do with this team's defense.
It doesn't?
No.
The last time I saw the majority of this defense on the field, they were getting smoked like a... what? Fill in the blank.
I don't know. Don't pull a Paul in Washington. But, I mean, this is a different defense than last year.
Hopefully.
You added Derek Harmon. You added Jalen Ramsey. You added Darius Slay. Patrick Queen should be better this year.
JPJ should
be better this year.
You think? Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll see. I guess it seems like a lot of talk that's unjustified. And Cam Hayward finally spoke the truth yesterday, and credit to him. Credit to the old guy who said, to be the number one defense, it can't be from week one through week seven. It's got to be a continuous grind. We've got to be at the end of the season playing our best football. That's what literally never happens. And now it's a $170 million defense, $19 million more than any other team in the NFL. Finish. Then you can talk. Let's go to the general. How about that? Do we have him?
We got him right now.
It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. In order to get your chance to win that card, you go to our website, 937thefan.com, go to the contesting page. Dom, this is the part where we guess what the card of the week might be. Do you have a guess?
I think you should go first, actually.
Because you don't have one. I think it should be... I don't have one either. I think it should be your good friend Will Howard as sort of a tribute to him. Because he's going to miss something to feel good about as he misses the next 3 weeks. You have one?
You went Will Howard. That's a good guess.
It could be anybody, by the way, in any sport.
I know the rules of engagement. I would go, I'll say Broderick Jones. I think the season rides a lot on him. So I'm going to say BJ.
What do you got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me. All good guesses, and we're going to add due respect to Spencer Horwitz and Leover Pagero. Big weekends.
Yeah.
We're boxed into a corner here. We got to go A-Rod. Got an Aaron Rodgers rookie card.
Oh.
Just by the tenor of the talk every morning now, it's people have turned their attention to the Steelers. We will throw in a Will Howard. How about that? Make your guess complete. We'll throw a Will Howard rookie card in with Aaron Rodgers, but I have a 2005 Upper Deck rookie premier Aaron Rodgers. This card's been hot for years. Multiple MVPs. Obviously, it has a little bit more focus now that he's a Steeler.
Beautiful. We appreciate the time, my friend, and that's a great card of the week.
The question is, will it be 1974 Johnny Unitas or will it be a 1993 Joe Montana?
My guess is somewhere in between. How about a 2020? What was Ben's last year? 21, 22, whatever his last season been, where I think he could still do some good work and win some games, but my fear is that he's going to be getting rid of the ball in a split second the way Ben did, and they're not going to be explosive.
I'm betting a little more like Montana than more like Unitas.
Montana actually was really good in Kansas City, got them to an AFC title game.
Yeah.
I believe they lost.
You know he wanted to come here, right?
Yeah. I believe they lost to the Buffalo Bills when Thurman Thomas scored 5 touchdowns.
He wanted to sign with the Steelers, and the Rooney said no.
Well, you should do a Joe Montana card commemorating that next week, General.
Well, you know what? We'll throw that in, too.
Beautiful.
Never want to disappoint.
I love that.
Card of the week, listeners.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good week.
See you, buddy. What a nice man, huh, Dom?
I didn't know Joe Montana wanted to come here after his stint in San Francisco.
Neither did I. I just agreed with him for the hell of it. I needed to get the segment moving. Did he? He wanted to come here?
I don't know. I wasn't alive for that time, as people like to point out, so I'm asking you.
That's your fault. You still have hot takes. You should know. You're the beat writer. You should know if Montana wanted to come here.
I don't know.
Neither do I. I think there is a story out there that he did. I saw another good story yesterday, but now I forget what it was. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny today with a high. Give me a Steeler who wore 83. A low of Jaromir Jagr at 68. Sunny all day tomorrow with a high of Martin Straka, Jagr's old linemate. You remember him or weren't you alive then either? When were you born?
2003.
You weren't even alive then. All right. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, the big boy, Mark Cabali, on all things Steelers, the significance of the Will Howard injury. Does the big boy think Rodgers should play a little, a lot, not at all in the preseason? Let's talk to him next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.